God, your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough.
God, your grace,
it's enough for me. You are so mighty, Lord.
Your grace is enough.
Your grace.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, that your grace is more than enough, sufficient to address every issue in our lives. Spiritual issues, issues of the soul, issues of the body. There is not one thing, O God, that your precious blood did not address. So we thank you, Lord, oh God, for all that you did for us. And on this day that we call Palm Sunday, we thank you that you taught us so many lessons. You showed us how to live our lives. You made it possible for us to know that we have choices and that we can make the right choice because your grace is sufficient. It's enough. So Lord, tonight, touch us. Help us to make right decisions. Help us to think righteously, to think thoughts of God, to speak the words of our Father. And to know that whatever we say, because we mimic you, Lord, that we will receive those results without restraint, without any enemy stopping or resisting it. For your will shall be done this day in our lives, done this day in our families, done this day in our businesses, done this day in your church. Done this day in our marriages, in our physical bodies, in our finances, in our relationships, in everything that pertains to us. Your will shall be done this day as it is in heaven. For we speak the language of heaven. We speak the language of the kingdom in the earth. And because we are in agreement, nothing, not a person, not a satanic diabolical force can stop your will from happening in our lives. For this day, every power of darkness is crushed and your glory is revealed in us and through us, for us and by us, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'd like to start this evening, before I bring the word, to remind us once again about the word of God to us concerning this month. God has made a decree, and I want you and I to be able to repeat verbatim what God has spoken, and as we repeat it, we will get that in Jesus' mighty name. So may we just have the video on the message of this month. Somebody say it with me. April is my month of acceleration. Amen. You are not going to be hindered Nobody is going to be able to catch up with you because God is giving you supernatural acceleration. You are fleeing from that which is holding you captive. You are separating yourself supernaturally from lack, separating yourself from sickness and disease, separating yourself from anything that will cause you shame and pain, because God is giving you acceleration supernaturally. Amen? Praise the Lord. And of course, I want to remind you about what is going to be happening starting this Friday. Amen? This Friday, we start special meetings, and I'd like that message to be restated, the video shown again. I hope and I trust that you heed that invitation to be part of that particular gathering. It is one of the most important in our walk of faith. Without what we call Good Friday, you and I will not be saved. Because of what happened on the day that some people call Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, you and I will not live in your life. As you watched that video, you saw the little caterpillar, but it became a butterfly. You saw a little baby that became a woman. God is taking you through the process of life and bringing you at the end to a new place of supernatural victory. And we want to see that happen in your life as you come and celebrate this week of passion, God's passion for you demonstrated. The Word of God said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Praise God. Help me with my screens, please. This morning I began sharing with you from the Gospel of Mark, the 11th chapter. We talked about some very, very important things. I'm not going to recap, because if I start recapping, I'm going to go deeper and deeper into the message from this morning and start adding some more stuff that I did not talk about this morning. So I'm just going to continue by saying this, that there is a simple message. And if I can put it this way, it is this, that you and I have options. We have choices to make. Mark 11 is about that. It's about the options and the grace that God has for us to operate in his goodness. It tells us that Jesus came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethphage, which means unripe figs, and unto Bethany, which is the house of misery. We are okay as far as that goes. Your issue is over there. The house of misery. and to the Mount of Olives. Olives, the Mount of Olives is where olives grow, and olives are crushed, and oil comes out of that, those olives, and that oil is used for anointing. But there's something interesting about the Mount of Olives. When Jesus comes back, he's going to land at the Mount of Olives. Now, the Mount of Olives has a crevice that goes right across it, a fault line. But when Jesus comes back and he lands on the Mount of Olives, oh my Lord God Almighty, the mount cracks, but it does not crack according to the fault line, which will be the natural way for it to break. It breaks in the other direction. So when Jesus returns, a cross is formed on the Mount of Olives. This is a marked spot. Wow. He sends two of his disciples. He says, there is in the village right across from you, there is a colt tied. A colt that nobody had ridden on before. He says, loose that colt and bring it to me. And if anybody says to you, why are you loosing this colt? Just tell them, the Lord has need of it. I'm just going through the surface. You need to listen. You need to get the message from this morning. That's the best advice I can give to you. Make sure you get your copy and listen to it. Just tell them the Lord has need of it. And I said to us this morning that when we repeat what God said, that which was held back gets released. Don't ever forget that. When you hear the word of God, repeat it. We pray the word of God. That animal similarly belonged to somebody, but God had laid claim to it hundreds of years before when he prophesied. The prophetic word brings you to that place that causes that which has been held back and delayed to be released to you. And the Lord, during this particular triumphant entry that he's going to have, was busy teaching us. And I said this morning, if I had only one passage of scripture given to me, I have a choice. All of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. One passage of scripture that it says, okay, if you want a passage of scripture, which one would you want to live your Christian life fully? I will pick without hesitation Mark 11. Because embedded in this chapter is everything you need to know. And I can spend all year preaching every day, and still not do the justice I need to do to this chapter. Every believer needs to look at that passage as often as you can and meditate on it. It was released. This colt was brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. The people put their garments on the colt, they put it on the street, they caught palm leaves or date leaves, which are palm, strew it all over the street, and this donkey, or rather this ass, walked on it. Isn't it amazing that Jesus was riding the colt, but it's quite possible, these are the options I'm talking about, it's quite possible that that colt could start thinking, all of this is for me. Look at how I am being decorated. Wow. Oh, this is my day. Come on, guys, do it. Louder. No, it was not about the ass. It was not about this cult. It was about Jesus. Your importance comes from Jesus. You must never forget that. People may give you accolades and stuff like that. It's all about Jesus. A few days ago, Mama mentioned to me about this great woman of God that had passed away, died, a great worshiper. Said, do you know this person? I said, I'm not sure. I don't know that name. He said, of course you know this person. So she turns on the television, and I heard the first notes from this woman. Oh, my God. It was not because of her voice, but because of an anointing. I had chills. I said, whew, is this woman ever anointed? And I listened. It captivated my attention. Today, she was listening to something on the television, another video, and there was somebody singing. And she says, that's her singing. I felt nothing. I said, can't be the same person. This is not to downgrade this other person, because grace is coming upon this person to do even greater than the one that passed away. It was a twin sister. I didn't know that she had a twin sister. And that one finished singing, and this other lady comes and starts singing, and I felt the same thing. I said, feel the same thing like I felt when I heard that lady that passed away singing. Come to find out, it was that lady who sang the other day. The anointing made the difference. It was not her. It was the power of God that was resting on her. And so it is with you and I. You can get all the education you want to get, and praise God for education. Study all you want to be a preacher. Study every biography you can find and all of that. And all of that is so nice. But without the anointing of God on your life, you're just an empty vessel. If you are ever celebrated, know that it is because of God's grace on your life. That colt was going to learn that. It's because of the one riding me. That's why I have all this attention. Every preacher needs to learn that. Every believer needs to know that. If it were not for God's grace, I'll be just like everybody else. But something's made a difference in my life. Jesus riding me. Jesus being Lord of my life. If Jesus is not Lord of your life, don't expect to get the results that grace is supposed to accomplish in you. That's a lesson to learn. We learn something about humility. Because when kings conquered nations, When generals defeated nations and they were coming back home, they rode triumphantly on a horse. Nice Arabian horse, maybe. Jesus is coming in for a triumphant entry and he rides a donkey. Lessons in humility. But don't lose the point. He was entering Jerusalem triumphantly. The triumphant entry of Jesus to Jerusalem, where he's going to die, and he's declaring, "I am the victor," before he got there. Hello? I don't know if you're here yet. Wake up. He was declaring, ahead of time, "I am victorious." Oh my. Isn't it amazing that God told us in March, my month of victory. We declared victory before we got to April. Because God is giving us entrance into the place where double peace is set. That's Jerusalem. Double peace, double prosperity. God expanding you. God establishing you. God promoting you. God elevating you. God granting you acceleration for his glory. God is very systematic. Every day I get awed by God. I'm amazed at how God puts things together. When he's done it, and I start to say, "Oh my, now I see what you were doing. Now I see why you said that. Oh, wow." You know, people may call you smart when you follow in the spirit of the leading of the Holy Spirit, but they don't know that you don't know. You don't know what you're doing. You're just following what the master said, and then, "Oh, wow, that was really smart." Don't you ever forget that God chooses you. There were so many donkeys and asses and colts, horses, but it is this one that was tied outside the door where two roads met that had never been ridden that he chose to use. You may be thinking, I don't think I'm qualified for anything. I'm a nobody. And God looks at you and says, "Okay." So now you know that if anything comes out of you, it's not you, it's me. If anything good comes out of you, it was not because of you did this and you did that and you did this and you did that. It was just because of me. I thank God for praying, for fasting, for studying the Word of God, all of that. I thank God for praise and worship. I thank God for the ability to meditate on the Word of God. But I know this to be true, that while all of those things are true and necessary and a must in my life, that if anything good comes out of my life, it is not because of my prayer life, it's not because of my study life, it's not because of my praise and worship, it's not because of anything that I can lay claim to and say, "It's because I did this, that's why this." No, all I can say is, if it were not for God's grace, I will not be this. Because you can be so involved in doing so many things, good things, and destroy yourselves in pride and arrogance, thinking, "It's me. It's me. See, it's me. It's me. If I were not here, if I was not strong, Jesus cannot be here." No. It is the Lord who gives you the strength and the ability to operate and to accomplish anything. Do all of your studying. to become whatever it is that you want to become. And grace will be the only thing, the grace of God, the mercy of God will be the only thing that will help you get through. This evening, I turned on my phone and to just skim through some messages real quick, and I saw a news flash. I tapped on it, and there was this young man, 21 years old, shot dead in Toronto. A great mind, here to study business, something about business. He's just been here for 2 months. And he's dead. Why? There are people who have studied all of their lives to become a doctor, to become an engineer, to become a lawyer, to become whatever it is they want to be in life. And they've arrived, they graduated, everything is in place. They've even opened up their business and they didn't step through the doors of that business. They died. After doing all that they needed to do, just gone. If it were not for God's grace, you will not make it. So don't ever live your life and think, I am it. I'm so cute. Your cute self can end up in a place that you don't want. We must all be humble before God and understand that if it were not for God's grace, I will be nothing. You've trained. You're the fastest person. You've broken every record. And you know for sure you're going to win that race in the Olympics. And you're going to get at least 7 medals. And the very first race, you pull something on your Achilles heel. And now, hamstring. And now you can't run. But you trained. This is your time. He said, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying don't build your hopes on your ability. Focus on God and what he can do with a nobody. Because it is his grace that is enough. It is his grace that is sufficient. It is his grace that makes somebody out of you. It is never you. It is him. And we must all humble ourselves before God. The race doesn't always go to the swift. What am I going to do with my life? Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up higher and higher. Is it, Pastor, all of that is in that passage? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's all in there, in layers. In layers, Jesus demonstrated humility. And so did the little colt, because that colt did not throw him off. A colt? You can ride on a colt that is not broken? It's going to throw you. Can you imagine Jesus trying to sit on that thing and that thing, whoop, And Jesus lands on his face, eating dirt. God didn't do it. It seized control of its will and surrendered it. That which was natural, innate in it, it surrendered it to the Lord. Not my will, but your will. What Jesus was going to say at the Garden of Gethsemane, the colt was acting out. Not my will, but your will. Do you and I live our lives that way? Not my will, but thy will? Or do we just say it and say, not my will, but thy will, O Lord. But and you keep on doing your stuff. And then you want God to come confirm it. That's how we act. We are always asking God to come confirm our will. Rather than seeking first the will of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. No, we don't do that. We seek our own kingdom and say, God, confirm it. Come bless my kingdom. No, it's not your kingdom. There's only going to be one king here, one king at a time, and his name is Jesus. As leaders, so many times we act up. And I ask God every day of my life, directly or indirectly, Lord, help me to serve you, because without your help, I can't. That goes for every one of us. Without God's help, I'll be the biggest sinner. Without God's help, I'll be the biggest liar. Without God's help, I'll be the biggest thief. Without God's help, I'll be the most immoral person. It is the help of God that helps mold me. And so he says, do not be conformed to this world, but rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can prove that which is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. God's grace. It's God's grace. I cannot stand before anybody and say, I am such an amazing person. No, if there's any amazement, it is because of him. It's only because of him. Only because of him. That's why Paul said, I'm the biggest, the chiefest of sinners. I'm the chief sinner around here. But God's grace, God's mercy has kept me in the straight and narrow path so I can do the right things. The choice you and I need to make is to let God be God and stop relying on our own ability. When you rely on your own ability, you will not truly be faithful. When you rely on your own ability, you will rob God in your giving. Because you're always thinking, based on natural laws and principles, this is how things work. If I give my tenth, I'm going to be less. I'm going to have less. That means I'm going to have to work with 90. Oh, but then there's the offering. Oh, my. Oh, my. I don't think I can make it. Or you can trust God and say, here, God, this is yours. I have 90. Do you want any part of this? Because I know, God, that you are the God who can multiply my seed sown. You are the God who can cause 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed thousands. You can help me in every area of my life. And I can stand before you and testify boldly, and it's not a lie, that I serve a God who fills gas tanks. Because I drove for a whole week from Winnipeg to Otterburn, back and forth, on a gas guzzler, on empty, an hour and 45 minutes or so, back and forth, from point A to point B, and from point B back to point A, on empty. Because there is a God who is more than enough. I can tell you, without mincing words, for a whole year, not going to the grocery store to buy anything like meat or fish or chicken, and my freezer was full and I was busy feeding 10, 12 people every weekend, inviting them to our home and feeding them from that same freezer. And for all that year, God did not let me know that he was doing anything until I started griping and complaining and telling him, "You're a bad businessman," I said to God. "You're a bad businessman. You're not a good God." No, I was not an unbeliever when I was saying that. I was a preacher. I was a pastor. Because there was no money in my pocket. God started asking me questions. "How many cars have you given away this year?" People had gifted me cars and had given them away. "How many people do you feed in this house every Sunday?" I told him. He said, Where do you get the meat from?" I said, "From the freezer." He says, "Did you or your wife go to the market to buy meat or fish or chicken?" It dawned on me, all year I've been going to that freezer, not talking about just us as a family eating from there. And that freezer was full. And you know what? I think God is still doing that miracle today. Because my freezers are all full. I have freezers all over the place. And they are all full. I can't get the freezers empty. I've emptied them so many times and come back in a week, full. Full. Because God is more than enough. When you honor God with your giving, he partners with you and he begins to cause you not to waste your money. Praise the Lord. I am here. I have seen God heal transmissions in vehicles. At least three of my vehicles, I laid hands on the transmission, on the car, and prayed the prayer of faith. And God healed the transmission. I can't do it for somebody else. "Pastor, come pray for my car. It needs healing." "No, I can't do it for you. Are you a thief? If you're a thief, robbing God, it's not going to work for you. But if you're not, you can do the exact same thing because you serve the same God." Hallelujah. I can go on and on and on and on and on and tell you testimonies that will cause your hair to stand up like Don King's hair today. Wow, God did that? No. Yes, he did. That's why I can boldly declare the word of God. Because God is faithful. Right now, you're sitting in a miracle. Right now, as you, where you're sitting right now, in this hall, everything that you see here is God's power, because whatever it is that we are supposed to pay to do what we did here, we did not pay a fourth of it. If anybody else tries to go do what we just did here, they will go broke. They will not be able to do it. How did that happen? Oh, because God said, son, go online right now. So I go online. Keep on going. This one. Deal with this company? Yes. But Lord, there was cheaper over here. No, deal with this company. Okay. I start dealing with this company. I get better product than what I would have gotten from that very expensive one over there. Get it at the same price or less than the cheap one that I would have naturally gone to. And God provides the resources through his people in ways that I cannot explain. And the problem is solved. These chairs. Do you know that these chairs, every single one of them will cost you $300? The chair that you're sitting right there now, you go try to buy that chair, $300, every one of them. Count how many we have here. How does it happen? It happens by surrendering yourself to the leading of God. And when God comes into your situation, you don't waste your money. The best thing you can do is honor God by humbling yourself before God and say, God, I thank you for the privilege that you have granted me that I be chosen. Ride me, not my will, your will. Doing business with God will get you to places that you cannot explain. The people God has connected me and Mama with through the years, we should not even come close to them because they are way up there. How did you see me from way up there down here? And take me and say, you don't belong there, you belong here. It's the mercies of God, the goodness of God. God can do and accomplish anything with your life if you let him. Nobody might care about you right now like they didn't care about that donkey, but Jesus saw it. Jesus wanted it. And as I said earlier this morning, he's not into used stuff. He's not into used stuff. Even when he went and was buried, he didn't get buried in a used tomb. He's not used to used stuff. So if God is not used to used stuff and you've been used up, he's got to give you a new birth. You've got to be born again and become a new creature. All things passed away. Behold, all things are now new because I'm into new. God is into new. And today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the God who is into new is going to do a new thing in your life. Lord, forget about yesterday. It's a new day. Use me. And there are new benefits every day. Every day, every day, there are benefits from God. That was the ass that he rode on. And today he wants to touch you and say, son, I do something new in your life. You're not what they say. You are what I say now about you. You what I say now. And this day, embrace the word of God. He says you're righteous. Embrace it. Forget about, oh, I blew it yesterday. No, no, no. Forget about that. He is into new. And he gives you a new start, a fresh start. Somebody shout hallelujah. So he comes. And he comes into Jerusalem. Of course, before he gets there, there were people who were already saying, tell this children and all these people to stop saying Hosanna. Hosanna, Lord, help me, save me. That's what that word means, Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Tell them to shut up. He just says, If they even keep quiet, these stones are going to start crying out. Basically, God is saying, I've got options and alternatives. And you know what? You know, I've seen it happen so many times, and I laugh. I laugh, I laugh, I laugh. I've seen people even come into this church, and they think, if I don't do it, nobody can do it. I am it. So I quit doing it. Let me see where you're going to go when I quit. You know what? Many times, even before they step out those doors, God has already replaced them with somebody better. I don't want to be replaced. Do you? Don't ever get arrogant and think, I'm it. Without me, nothing can happen. God will get somebody out of the street and replace you. That includes me. Oh, I'm the best thing that's ever happened to Glory and Peace Church. I'm a great teacher of the word. And I can do all kinds of things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's a good way to get tossed. And God brings somebody and replaces you with some little kid, some punk. You know, and the kids just say, can't even quote the scriptures, and the anointing flows through them, and miracles start happening, and there goes your, I'm a great teacher. Don't ever do it. Jesus said, you tell these guys to shut up, the stones are going to cry out. Thank God that God is using you. It's a privilege. It's an honor. I thank God. Oh, thank you, Lord, that I was privileged again to be able to speak your word today. Lord, you touched me. This part touched my heart so deeply. Thank you, Lord, for the lives that were impacted, that I saw, and those that I don't know anything about, and those that are going to be touched in the days and the years to come. I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, that somebody was touched. Oh, God, it was because of you. Study the word of God to be a workman approved of God, who rightly divides the word of truth. But I know this much. If God does not anoint the word that you've studied, you are done. The Lord says stop, so I stop. If I say anything more past this point, that will be me. And it will be wasting your time. So I'm not going to waste your time. So stop where I just got to, and that's where I'm going to stop tonight. And I'll continue as the Holy Spirit leads in the days to come. Amen? Praise the Lord. I trust that you heard something that was necessary and pertinent. You weren't here by accident. You are here by the design of God. God purposed that you be here and wanted you to hear something tonight, because there's something in your life that He is fixing, correcting, something that He wants to turn around, something that He wants to start. Once upon a time, I knew not God, nor His ways. I was that kid that you wanted to preach the word to God, of God to, who was very ready to fight you, tell you off. And I'm amazed that today, 40-something years later, I am preaching the word of God. And sometimes I look at that mirror and say, you preaching the word of God. Because God gave me a new start. There might be somebody here today that needs to surrender themselves to God, and turn their will over to God and say, God, not my will, your will. I need your help. Save me. Help me. I don't know where you are, but I do know this, that God is giving an opportunity to somebody today to surrender their lives to Him, because He intends to do something new with your life. Tell a new story with your life. Say, I've blown it so many times. I've tried so many times. I don't think God can. Well, you must know something that God doesn't know, because what He knows is that He is depending on Himself, not on you. Look at the bunch of people that He picked for His disciples, for the apostles. Not one of them, I mean, not one of them believed. Say, I believe. That you are the Son of God. You said, but Peter said he was the Son of God. He didn't act it. Not one of them. Peter denied Him. You said, but John stood by and watched. Yes. So what is it that he's doing when Mary tells them that somebody has stolen his body? Running out to go check it out. When Jesus said, I'm going to rise again from the dead, none of them believe anything. So how is God going to use this bunch of people that He spent 3.5 years with to accomplish anything? God believed in Himself. That I can use this bunch of renegades and turn the world around. God believes in me. God believes in you. That He can do something with your life. And tonight, if you're here and you want to just turn your life over to God and say, God, you know something about me that I don't know, but you are God, and I'm willing to turn my life over to you and ask you, Lord Jesus, to be my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, my Messiah, my Healer, my Peace. I give you my life. If that's you, just raise that right hand and I'm going to pray with you. I see one hand over there. Anyone else? Just want to turn your life over to God and say, God, I choose you tonight. Everyone pray with me these words. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Do with my life what only you can do. Touch me, spirit, soul, and body, and bring about a transformation in me this day and forever. For your glory and honor and my benefit and the benefit of the world. Because you use my life to change lives also. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Well, at this time, we'll honor God with our giving. So you honor God with your giving. Know that God will do exceedingly far beyond anything that you dare ask or imagine. He's going to minister to you in ways that you cannot fathom in the natural. Amen? So just come and honor God with your giving. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. For this is today, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Lord, we beseech you now, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. For we will bless you out of your house, O God. Thank you, Father, for the sufficiency that we have in you. Your grace is sufficient. Thank you, Lord, O God, that even as you picked out and chose that colt that never had been ridden, and Lord, O God, that you are electing this day by your executive choice and decision, you're choosing us and giving us a newness of life. And Lord, O God, we declare this day that we are totally surrendered to you. Be Lord over our lives and ride triumphantly into the Jerusalem that you possess. We give you praise. We give you praise. May we never miss our visitation. May we fully embrace your will done in the earth as it is in heaven. Your glory is in this place. Your glory is in us. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it so done. Amen. Well, bless you. Enjoy an awesome week. Remember to say what God says about you, not what your circumstance says. When you say what God says, you will have the result that God has ordained for you already. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. See you Wednesday for Bible study, and of course, on Friday through Sunday, we will have special meetings here. Amen? And I'm still trying to settle something in my spirit, make sure that it is what God wants me to do. And if he tells me and confirms that it's okay to do it, then I will do it. That will be to show you a very special movie called The Passion. Maybe on Monday, for those who want to be part of it. But I'm not making any promises. I'm just saying. All right? Well, good night. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Good night to you, those who are on Facebook and YouTube and Reddit and other platforms. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Love you. Bye.